Thank you for joining us for another power-packed message from the Expression House headquarters, Mokola, Ibadan. We bring people into membership in God's family, mature them in Christ's likeness, equip them for ministry, and send them out for missions to the world in order to magnify God's name. We hope that this message is a blessing to you as you advance your life and discover purpose. Connect with us on all our social media platforms at the XPHNG or join us on site at Mokola, Ibadan for fellowship and partnership. Now, let's get into the message.
I believe the Lord is working already, and I just want to add a few thoughts. In Luke chapter 13, there was a woman there, verse 10, and he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath day, and behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity, 18 years. And was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them, therefore, come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? The devil is very ruthless, very wicked. He bound this woman for 18 years. The Bible says she was bound together like this and could not lift up herself. Bound. Can you imagine how many of us can be in that position and be comfortable for 10 minutes? How about 1 hour? Bound together, sandwiched together, and 1 year passed. 2 years, 3, 4, up to 18 years. She was going to the synagogue, but they couldn't help her. And on the day she found help, when Jesus came to the synagogue and she was healed, the ruler of the synagogue said, Why are you? If you want to be healed, come during one of the 6 days when people are allowed to work, not on the Sabbath. He was ignorant of the meaning of Sabbath, which means rest, and that Jesus, being the Lord of the Sabbath, was in the house. Why could they not help her? They were reading stories upon stories every time, but the story did not help her for 18 years. And that's like us sometimes when you go to church every now and then, but your story does not change. You know why? Because it takes the anointing of the Holy Spirit to effect a change, especially where Satan's work is concerned. It is Satan that puts yoke on people. That condition was a yoke. Anything that hampers your movement in life is a yoke. Anything that limits you, limits your progress, is a yoke. Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27 tells us, And on that day shall his body be lifted up your shoulder, and his yoke from off your neck, and the yoke is destroyed. Isaiah 10 27. And the yoke is destroyed because of the anointing. Where there is no anointing, The rest will just be story upon story. The anointing is the burden lifting, yoke destroying power of God. That's the meaning of the anointing. It is the power of the Holy Spirit to effect a change in any given situation. Remember Jesus said in Luke chapter 4, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, for he has anointed me. Acts chapter 10 verse 38, Peter speaking about Jesus said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. This condition was an oppression of the devil. The devil is an oppressor. He likes to oppress people. He likes to harass people. He likes to embarrass people. He likes to destroy people. That is his ministry. John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. If you have any condition in your body tonight, any situation at all that is making you uncomfortable, it is not from God, it's from Satan. He's the oppressor. Treat every sickness as an oppression. Are you getting what I'm saying? Don't call it a family sickness. Don't say it happens in our family. It happens in every generation. In your case, it should change. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Wherefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away and all things have become new. You are a new creature. You belong to a new family. Are you getting what I'm saying tonight? Jesus made a profound statement in that Luke 13 that we read. That Luke 13, and I think it's verse 18 now. He made a very profound statement. Verse 16, he said, and ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, lo, these 17 years, be loosed from this band on the Sabbath day. He was the daughter of Abraham, yet bound by Satan. What does daughter of Abraham mean? God got a covenant with Abraham. And in Galatians 3:29, if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed. It means you have a covenant with God. Because God got a covenant with Abraham and made promises to him and to his seed as unto one, not unto many. That seed of Abraham being Christ. So anybody that is a daughter or a son of Abraham should not be oppressed by the devil. But till today, till tonight, the devil is still oppressing God's children. The answer to that oppression is the anointing. Are you getting what I'm saying? That's the scripture I quoted earlier in Isaiah 10:27. And on that day, tonight is that day. Can I have an amen? I'm going to pray for everybody tonight. Everyone that needs prayer. And on that day shall come to pass, on that day, that his burden, it's a sickness is a burden. Disease is a burden. Financial lack is a burden. That's why people come under financial pressure. Know what pressure means? Anything that presses you down. It's a burden. And when financial pressure comes down, blood pressure goes the opposite direction. It goes up. Maybe you are struggling academically. Maybe you're struggling in your relationship. Maybe people always promise to help you, but then at the verge of helping you, they bail out on you. And so life is a continuous cycle of frustration. It's a burden. Promise and fail. It's a burden. Or maybe you're suffering from abortion. You start something, you never finish it. When you're about to finish it, something will go wrong. It's always your turn. When you drive your car into a filling station, your turn, they will say, there are no more selling. I used to ask myself, what was wrong with me? Several years back. They are distributing gifts like this, they will get to me and say, it has finished. I said, no, that must not be happening. until God began to change my orientation. Renewing my mind through the word of God. I began to say, even if there is only one that they are going to give here tonight, guess what? I'm blessed and highly favored. So highly favored, I'm going to be the one to get it. Are you getting what I'm saying? And it began to work. My narratives began to change. My father once asked me, he said, "Show Loma Daddy Connie." I said, "What do you mean, Daddy?" He said, "When you use, there is a charm called Madariko. That in the Yoruba parlance, that Madariko, if you are using it, when they are doing evil, evil will not touch you. But you know the bad side of it? When they are also distributing good things won't come to you." I remember the day my father asked me, it was at my cousin's birthday in Bodija. They were distributing, what do you call those things? Souvenirs at my cousin's birthday. And they did not give me. They gave all the other young people, they didn't give me. My cousin. On our way home, my father asked me, "Are you using Madariko?" I said, "Daddy, what is Madariko?" Then he explained it. I said, "No, Daddy, you know, I don't know any herbalist." And I grew up with that consciousness. And I actually saw that thing happening to me. But the anointing has destroyed that. Can I have an amen? If there's one gift to give in a place, it's me they will call and give. God has shown up severally on my behalf. I told you one time I was at the George Bush Airport in Houston, Texas. I had excess luggage. Every other person with excess luggage, they were told to go and throw their things away so that they will come to the number 23 cage. I had extra on the two bags. And instead of asking me to go and throw my stuff away, the guy went inside to talk to his supervisor. He came out and brought an extra bag for me and said, "Take some things, I'll put it in the bag. Take some things, I'll put it in the bag. And then let your bags weigh 23, and then your bags can go. And then you can carry this along with your carry-on to the airplane." Severally in my life. Another time, I was in DFW, Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. Dallas, Fort Worth Airport. This was in Texas. I think it was 2015 or 2016, thereabout. And I was going to be stranded. In the midst of all of that, a man walked up to me and said the Holy Spirit told him that I needed help. I should come and help me. There was a day I was to lead prayer in church. Those were the days of Jonathan. The first time they ever mentioned this subsidy, first subsidy removal. And there was a protest. I think it must have been January 2011. We got married December 2010. It must have been January 2011. And we were having the 15-day fast in church. And I was billed to lead prayer in the other church using this building. And there was no way to come to church. We were living in Akobo, Abake Estate. I didn't have a car. My wife said, "How will you go to church?" I said, "I go by faith. You stay at home and be praying. Even if it means to trek to church, I will trek." So I left home early enough that even if it's going to take me an hour, I will get to church. I had not walked. In fact, the wife, our mother in the Lord, the wife of the lead pastor, called me that evening. She knew I was on the roster. She said, "How are you going to get to church?" I said, "I'm coming by faith. I just believe God." She said, "Okay, when you're coming, pluck a leaf. Oh, just hold the leaf so that they will know that you are for peace." I said, "Okay, ma." So Bible in one hand, leaf in the other hand. I was coming to church. I left Abaka Estate. I got to General Gas. I was still walking. I got to Ashi Junction. I made that turn into Ashi Junction. I had not walked maybe 20 steps on that Ashi Junction. I saw some military men. I saw police. I greeted them. They saw the leaf with me. They didn't even stop me. I just said hello to them. Not quite long, a car stopped beside me. The man said, "Where are you going?" I said, "I'm going to Ojuri." I didn't even tell him I was coming to Mokola. I said, "I'm going to Ojuri, Bodija." That was the central place. At least if you help me to Ojuri, I will continue my trekking from Ojuri to Mokola. So we started talking. The man said, "Normally, I don't pick people." He said, "I've had terrible experiences. I don't carry people. I don't give them a ride." He said, "But something told me to stop for you." He said, "Did you notice I'd gone past you and then I stopped and then I reversed?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Because something told me to help you." I said, "That must be the Holy Spirit." He said, "So where exactly are you going?" I said, "Mokola." He said, "You should have said Mokola now. What did you say, Bodija?" So he turned inside Bodija Estate. instead of having to go to Ashi, Ojuri, he now entered into New Bodija and then maneuvered all the corners until we got to BT Bank in Ajibade here. The rest of the journey, I just strode gladly to church when there were several other people stranded. It takes the anointing to destroy the yoke. Are you getting what I'm saying? Whatever is stopping you from becoming who you are supposed to be, you need the anointing of the Holy Spirit to destroy that yoke. Listen, church, the anointing does not break the yoke. The anointing destroys the yoke. There's a difference between breaking and destroying. If you break something, you can mend it. The yoke is metallic in nature. His yoke will be taken from your neck. That thing called yoke is metallic and is heavy. If you destroy it, a welder can put it back together. A goldsmith can put it back together. What the anointing does is to make the yoke go through corrosion. What water does to metal. If you expose metal to water, you know, over time, it will undergo corrosion in chemistry. And when it corrodes, it will grind into powder. You can never get it back to that metallic state. It will become powder. That is what the anointing does to the yoke of the enemy. It destroys it, and there is no trace again in your life that you ever suffered that condition. Are you getting what I'm saying? High blood pressure, arthritis. Young people are having arthritis these days. Arthritic pain in the joints. Diabetes. Young people are having hypertension. I helped somebody to check BP a few days ago, and it was extremely high. How old are you? You're not even up to 30. I've suffered that thing before, so I know it's a yoke. I'll be on my bed like this. I couldn't explain how my body was feeling. I couldn't explain it. But I just knew I was not myself. I didn't enjoy myself. Anything that doesn't make you to enjoy yourself is a yoke. Are you getting what I'm saying? Treat it as an enemy. This sound is not good. Treat it as an enemy. You see that guy called Satan is a bad guy. He kept that woman bowed like this for 18 years. Her back would be paining her. No help. She couldn't stand up. She couldn't stand straight for 18 years. The devil is so ruthless. In Isaiah chapter 14, maybe verse 16 or so, the Bible describes him as someone that does not show mercy on his prisoners. Yes, let's look at it. They that see this shall narrowly look upon thee and consider this, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble and did shake kingdoms? Yes. That made the world, yes, this is where I'm going, verse 17. That made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners. Satan is so bad, when he locked people up in a prison, he will take the keys away. He does not open the prison doors. He leaves people permanently bound. But 1 John 3:8 says, for this cause the Son of God was made manifest. Why? Even to destroy the works of the devil. How does he destroy the works of the devil? By the anointing. Are you getting what I'm saying? How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about destroying all the works of the devil because he was anointed. I will anoint you with oil tonight and trust the Holy Spirit to give you a fresh anointing. Whatever represents a yoke in your life is destroyed. Whether you are, you know, some academic problems are spiritual. Every time the list is out, your name is missing. Your name is missing. Kilo day. Some students are brilliant. But what they are experiencing, they themselves don't know. They are dealing with invisible forces. Mightier than them. Greater than them. But tonight, the Holy Ghost destroys the anointing. It destroys the yoke. Amen. By the anointing, it destroys the yoke. Amen. In that same scripture, Isaiah 14, 17, can you give me the NIV? Isaiah 14, 17. He doesn't show mercy. Satan does not show mercy. The man who made the world a wilderness, who overthrew its cities and would not let his captives go home. See, This one said he will not let his captives go home. He will keep them in the prison. He will not let them go home. Give me NLT, New Living Translation. Real quick, please. Is this the one who destroyed the world and made it into a wasteland? Is this the king who demolished the world's greatest cities and had no mercy on his prisoners? Satan does not understand mercy. The only language he understands is power. He does not understand plea for mercy. When you are begging him, Satan, please leave me alone. Have you not done enough? No. If he had his way, he would destroy a whole family. He won't stop there. He will destroy a whole generation. Do you know how many children were destroyed when Moses was born? Because Satan moved the king to destroy the boys. The same when the Lord Jesus was born. Satan entered into the king to destroy children from 2 years below. Do you know how many children were destroyed? So much so that a lamentation was written. They said Raquel, that's Rachel, wept because her children were no more. That's Satan in action. He's an abortionist. He likes to steal, to kill, to destroy. That is his threefold mission. So if he can steal from you, if he can't steal, he will kill. If he can't kill, he will destroy. You know, some people might not be able to steal your car. They try to steal the car, they can't steal it. The car is too thick. But because they are pained that they can't steal the car, they will destroy the car. Take a stone, break the glass, break mirror, break traffic, the indicator, and walk away. They are angry that they can't steal the car. That's the way Satan operates. You have to drive him away very far from your life. Ephesians 4:27 says, neither give place to the devil. How will you not give him place? Through a fresh anointing. Can I have an amen? Stand on your feet tonight. Let me pray for anyone that has a health condition, first of all. I want to anoint you with oil in the name of the Lord. Can you put James 5:16 on the screen for me? James 5:16. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Next verse. No, backpedal to verse 14. Then is sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. I represent the elders of the church tonight, and we're already here. So if anybody's sick, you have come already. You have called for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil. That's why I brought the anointing oil. No, we don't do that every time. Our faith is not in the oil. Our faith is in Jesus. Are you with me tonight? This is just a point of contact according to the scriptures. Anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And what will happen? Next verse. And the prayer prayed over him, which is the prayer of faith, shall save the sick, and the Lord Almighty shall raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Can I have an amen to that? If you stand in need of healing for any condition whatsoever, please step forward tonight. And keep your focus on Jesus. Remember the same Jesus of the Bible that we just read. It was Jesus who came to the synagogue and set that woman free. Satan bound her for 18 years. But in one day, Jesus showed up and she was set free. The Lord Jesus is no longer here physically, but is here with us in the spirit. And he has given us his name. John 14:13-14. Can I have that on the screen? I'm going to pray for you in that name. John 14, verses 13 to 14. The Lord Jesus said, if you ask anything in my name, John 14, verses 13 to 14. John 14, thank you. And whatsoever. Look up, everybody. Look at the screen. Look at the scripture on the screen. Let's read it together. One, two, go. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that's in the name of Jesus, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Verse 14, if ye shall ask whatever, anything, in my name, that's in the name of Jesus. What did he say? I may do it, I may not do it. Was that what he said? What did he say? I didn't say you should go to verse 15. Stay in verse 14. I will do it. Not I might, I will. He's the great physician and is here tonight. Oni ego lawa ni Jesu waba ni da. That song is saying, the great physician is here. Yes, Lord, move in this place. Yes, Lord Jesus, move. Move in this place, Lord Jesus. Move in this place, Lord Jesus. Destroy every yoke of Satan. Holy Spirit, you are in us. We acknowledge that you are in us. And the Word of God tells us in Romans 8:11, if you, the Holy Spirit of Him that raised up the Lord Jesus from the dead, dwells in us, in our mortal body, you will quicken our mortal body by your presence. The Father will quicken, bring back to life, resuscitate, revitalize our mortal body by you, the Holy Spirit. And so the anointing in me tonight speaks to the anointing in all of these children of the Most High God. And I speak to the anointing in you to begin to quicken your mortal body. Now, in the name of Jesus. Yeah. I command growth in the body. Disappear in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Dematerialize in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Dissipate in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Every cancerous growth, die from the roots in the name of Jesus. Every blood condition be cleaned out in the name of Jesus. Every mental health issue be mental health, 100% mental health be restored in the name of Jesus. His name is the highest, his name is the greatest. He's greater than cancer. Every tendency to be linked to cancer running from generation to generation in your family and is already attaching itself to your DNA or is already coded in your DNA, I command such traces to break off and die now from the root in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Nobody here will ever have cancer. Amen. Every debilitating disease, high blood pressure, hypotension. Some suffer from hypotension, low blood pressure. I command the blood pressure here to regularize. Amen. 120 over 80, the normal blood pressure. Let it come to the normal in the name of Jesus. Amen. Eye condition, brain condition. Every tumor in the brain affecting your eyes, I command such tumor to be dried up in the name of Jesus. Amen. I curse everything that is not of God in your body. I curse it now. Amen. I curse asthma. Amen. Asthma, die in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lump in the breast, dry up in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hormonal imbalance, balance up in the name of Jesus. Amen. Arthritis, be gone in the name of Jesus. Amen. If anybody is even suffering from HIV, tonight is the night of mercy. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Every sudden multiplication of cells, stop in the name of Jesus. Amen. Viral load, reduce and disappear in the name of Jesus. Amen. Whatever the condition may be, every crippling condition, I command crippled bones to be straightened out. Amen. I command the life of God to be working in your bones right now. I command the life that flows from Jesus to be flowing in your bones right now. In your muscles right now. The power of God travels to your bone marrow now in the name of Jesus. Migraine headache, get out in the name of Jesus. Eye condition, be healed in the name of Jesus. Amen. I heard liver enlargement. Whoever that person is, as the anointing of God comes upon you now, your liver comes back to the normal size. Whoever might be suffering from heart enlargement, your heart has been enlarged, I command that heart to come back to normal size. In the mighty name of Jesus. Some of you are suffering from an aftermath of some medication that you took before. The mercy of God will override that condition now, in the name of Jesus. Ovarian cyst, get out in the name of Jesus. Fibroid, shrink and dry up in the name of Jesus. Amen. You are too young to be suffering from fibroid. All our ladies, conditions that can prevent you from getting pregnant when you marry, and they're already in your body right now, I command them, get out in the name of Jesus. In this same church, God opened a blocked fallopian tube. If there are other fallopian tubes that have been blocked for whatever reason, I command them, open up in the name of Jesus. Demonic body odor, get out in the name of Jesus. The devil just likes to afflict people sometimes. Makes you offensive to people that can help you. Whatever mark is on you that makes you offensive to people. People that should love you. People that should like you. People that should help you. They see you. They don't like you. They don't want to see you again. I command such marks to be removed in the name of Jesus. From tonight, you become the delight of God's people. Amen. You become the toast of good people. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. The favor of God brings help to your life in the name of Jesus. Amen. You don't need any demonic attraction oil. You don't need it. And all the foolish materials they sell on Instagram, Kayamata, and all those crazy things. If you're using them, go and throw them away tonight. The favor of God will come upon you. If you need a relationship, you will be in a good one, ordained by God in the name of Jesus. Amen. Everyone struggling financially, the struggle is over. Amen. Helpers will locate you. Amen. Clients that will pay you well will locate you. Amen. People that will amplify your efforts will locate you. Amen. Recommenders will locate you. Amen. Some of you, your in that same job you are doing, contract is coming. Multiple millions in the name of Jesus. They will invite you to come and supply. Say, come and take care of my kitchen. Come and take care of my interior design. Come and take care. Come and take care of my company in the name of Jesus. Come and be in charge of my website. Come and supervise my project. Favor in the name of Jesus. You have struggled too hard and you have too little result to show. Now it's going to be little effort and you have mighty results. Result that only Jesus can bring. Result that no herbalist, no babalawo can give you that kind of result. It will be evident that this is the Lord's doing. And it is marvelous in our eyes. In the name of Jesus. Everyone struggling academically and it is demonic. From tonight, you begin to top your class. Supernaturally, you begin to understand things. You'll be the head and not the tail. Above only and not beneath. It is time for you to make progress in the name of Jesus. By force, I command you make progress. Some of you are due to get a job. Why are you still jobless? I command joblessness to die tonight in the name of Jesus. You wake up tomorrow morning, you get a call. Throughout the week, you are getting calls. You will, at the end of the week, you have to select which one you want to honor in the mighty name of Jesus. Good jobs, better jobs. New jobs. Jobs that glorify God. You are no longer hustling. Now you are walking in the blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus. As I anoint you, just go back to your seat. And if there is an instant healing, let us know. Do something you couldn't do before. Now, if that is your condition, to do something you couldn't do before. Do it by faith and see God in action. Kashanda Labahai. I anoint you in the name of Jesus. Yes. You guys won't mind. I will take extra time because I want to minister to everybody. Once I'm done ministering, we share the grace, we go. No more activity. But this night is important. Thank you, Lord. Just believe. Just believe and receive. That condition is out. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you once again for listening to this message. We hope it has been a blessing to you. Our goal is to show you the God of the Bible so that you can know Him intimately, beyond religion, and rediscover purpose in Him. Please connect with us on all our social media platforms at the XPHNG, or join us in our live services at Mokola Ibadan for fellowship and partnership. God bless you.